Welcome to Uncle Form Podcast. This is a 30-ish minute podcast created by Darius Watkins and Ryan Thomas. We are two black males discussing the intersections between faith and culture. So join us on this ride while we chop it up for the next 30-ish minutes. What's good, y'all? Welcome to the season finale of season 6. This is also episode 100, so this is a milestone episode. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. We got a dope guest on today. But before we get started with all that, episode 100, Ryan, what are your thoughts of 100 episodes?
Hey, man, this has been season 6, Jordan season, 6 rings.
Yeah.
And now we're in the year 2020. I don't know what Jada laughing about, but okay. But now we're in the year 2023, so we still in a Jordan year.
Facts.
And, man, God's been good, man. God's been faithful. It's been a good time, man.
Yeah, man, do you have a favorite episode of the 100 episodes thus far?
That we've ever done? Mm-hmm. I would probably say my favorite would be Mo and Doe. I really enjoyed talking to Mo and Doe. Mm-hmm. And that, if you don't know, they have a podcast, which they've been doing for a few years, mm-hmm. called Rooted Life. Mm-hmm. So check out Mo and Doe. If you haven't listened to them, check out Mo and Doe. They dope.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite. What about you? That's a good question. What about you?
Man, and I think I talked about this in the end of year episode. I still think it's John O. John O is John dope. He's the man. It was just dope to have him on the pod, and just really dope to have him, like, you know, just share his experience with his book. That was the first time we've ever gotten a book before it came out as a podcast. He sent us those books.
Exclusive.
So, yeah, and if you are hearing voices right now of a lady, you are not hearing things, just to be clear. We have a dope guest on the podcast, man. I get the privilege to work in the same building with this woman every day. It's some people who are just good at a lot of things. So this person is a teacher.
Thank you.
This person is a leader. This person is apparently a poet. And this person is a hooper. This person is a hooper. This person can hoop. And this person is also an Ole Miss alum. So, like, yeah.
Hotty toddy.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. And we're talking about our girl, Jada Bates. What's good?
Hello. It's so good to be on the podcast. I have seen y'all a lot on Instagram, and I saw the episode with John O as well. And I'm just happy to be here. Grateful that y'all would even ask me to be. So.
Yeah, man, we're excited to have you. Now, I know we gave, like, a quick little brief summary of who you are. Is there anything we missed? Anything that, like, maybe we should talk about? Or anything that you would like to be included in who you are?
Really? I mean, you covered a lot. Mm-hmm. Not many people know that I'm a basketball hooper. They don't mm-hmm. know I can hoop just a little bit. But mm-hmm. yeah, other than that, not very much to know. I love the Lord. I am a teacher in Memphis through... Mm-hmm. You know, Memphis teacher residency in my last year of that. And mm-hmm. I'm also an aspiring counselor. So planning to go to counseling school soon. And yeah, that's about it. I'm also single.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
This topic that we're going to talk about today is something that we've wanted to talk about, man, for like, Ryan, 2 years? What'd you say?
Yeah,
roughly 2 years. I think that, like, the tension in this topic is that, like, I know when we first started talking about this, Ryan and I were both married. So, like, why would two married men talk about singleness and, like, talk about it from, like, a state of, like, well, you should be content with where you are when we're not there, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I know that, like, it's been, like, a lot of tension in that. But, like, we always want to find, like, the right person to have this conversation with. And then, you know, your Instagram post just, like, landed right in our lap. And it was like, hey, this would be perfect. This would actually be perfect. Ryan, do you want to, you know what I'm saying, read that Instagram post?
Preface?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can read the post. Yeah. I do that, actually. I read the post. It is about singleness. And I have it right here. So let me pull it on. You know, honestly, she has a lot of things that she said. And I'll just read the first few. So she says, "Hey, church, I know this would be hard to believe for many, and it has taken me some time to find the right words to admit and explain it, but I finally have to let you know that not everyone hates being single. Some of us actually love it. So that's pretty much the gist of it. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing about that is, for you to even have to say that, is so countercultural, especially like in the Christian faith, where you're supposed to be married. Mm-hmm. That's the highest point of your joy and life. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the post. And, you know, she had a lot more to say on the post. And, you know, I won't read it all because it's kind of long. But unless you want me to. You want me to? No, I won't read it all.
Yeah, not right now. Not right now.
Yeah, we don't
okay,
see.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we can dive right in then. Singleness. That's the topic today, folks. That's it.
Yeah, and when we say singleness, we mean, like, not even dating anybody. I think that, like, a lot of times, like, in the church and in church community, like, if you're dating somebody, then, like, they kind of, like, reserve judgment, for lack of better words. And they're like, you know, well, this person's on the right track, so to speak. And it's like, when you're not dating anybody, like, people are always trying to, like, pitch you up with somebody, even if it's somebody you don't even like, somebody who you may not even be compatible with, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, like, I do want to, like, make that distinction of, like, singleness. We're not talking about, like, tech status singleness, you know what I'm saying? So we're talking about, like, not dating anybody and being content in it. So, like, what led to you making that post that day?
So the first post was honestly out of just built up frustration, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think I had experienced both in my church and just kind of, like, watching people from social media just idolize marriage. Mm-hmm. And I think the first post where I said, you know, some people like being single, it was out of frustration because I think I've experienced in my own church looks from people or things that people have said to me that make it seem like I should be sad to be single or I am, like, looking for a husband. Like, that's my, when I come to church, like, that's what I'm, you know, doing. Mm-hmm. And so I think it just was built up frustration of, like, I don't actually hate it here. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to, like, think, like, I actually enjoy being single. And I think probably from my church, people have, like, you know, known that I've experienced heartbreak. So I think some of it is that. But I think when I had reflected on it myself, it's like, no, I am sad that my heart has been broken, but I'm not sad about being single. I actually like being single. Mm-hmm. And so it was just reflecting off of that, because I've had experiences where someone from church, like, randomly came up and hugged me after church. And I was like, oh, you know, thank you. And they're like, you know, that, you know, hugs, like, you know, helped me in my season of, like, loneliness. I'm like, who said I was lonely? I don't remember. Or, like, I'm putting on mascara and somebody saying to me, girl, you better get a man. And I'm like, no, I just forgot to put it on. Like, so just little things like that, that I'm like, oh, like, that's not how everybody feels. I'm not walking around like, oh, I just, like, and not that I never feel that way. Mm-hmm. But I think I genuinely enjoy being single, and it's so taboo to, like, feel that way. Mm-hmm. Or to hold both of, like, desiring marriage, but also being okay, like, enjoying the blessing of being single. So that was where that came from.
Yeah.
The second post was just, like, elaborating more on that, because I think, again, I for so long felt like the church just really idolizes marriage to a point where once people are married, they say to the single people, be content, like, you know, when you get married, it's this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. But also there's this other side that's like, is there anybody in your life? That, like, it's just this push to get married. So it's both. And so I think the second post was just elaborating on that, of, like, we really do treat marriage like it's the end goal of the Christian life, mm-hmm. and not Christ being glorified. And I think, yeah, that post was just like, I'm looking, and it's such a thing on social media too, right? Of like, you see a lot of Christian influencers, specifically women, that's the thing. It's like, I'm waiting on my spouse. And then once they, you know, get married, it's like all of your posts are about your relationship rather than Jesus. And you say Jesus, but it's all about this godly marriage. It's like, that's not the end goal, though it's honored, it's beautiful. That's not the end goal. So that's what all of that was.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think about Ikemene Yuan.
Oh, I love Ikemene.
Who is, you know, I watch her, been watching her, and she's a public theologian. Mm-hmm. You know,
Truth's Table.
She describes herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Truth's Table. Mm-hmm. Plus, she just be out there doing her thing, you know, mm-hmm. single. Mm-hmm. And she's a black woman, probably in her early 30s or late 30s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And it's so inspiring to see her, like, really walking that thing out as a single woman that's actually about purpose and about the Lord and about, you know, building up people and being a positive influence on the earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I do think about Ikemene when I think about people that really, really do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess all that to say, you know, when you think about your purpose or like the thing that God's called you to, it's almost like people can't figure out how to step into it without a spouse. You know, it's like, oh, I got to get married first, and then I can get, and then I can figure out my purpose and everything. It's like, no. So, what are your thoughts on that? Like, I don't know if that question makes sense, but
I think that does make sense, and I think it's crazy because I do think that that's kind of a thing in a lot of spaces of like marriage gives you, you know, the purpose,
permission,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Weird because I feel like I, on the other hand, have experienced, you know, being told like, once you find your purpose, then a man is going to come along. As if that is 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that is untrue. But I think it, again, like, the idea of like being married is what is the it's the beginning of you doing all that you can, or the fullness of what you can do in Christ,
mm-hmm.
is a lie, first of all. And I think it diverts our attention from actually doing the work that the Lord has called us to in the season that we're in, because it's like, I'm so preoccupied with this future that may or may not happen, honestly, that whatever the Lord is calling me to do today in this season, in this space, I'm missing,
mm-hmm.
because I'm consumed with, once I get that, then things are going to fall into place and I can actually serve the Lord in the way that he's called me to. And that's not true. And not that the Lord, not that you won't be serving the Lord in marriage, but mm-hmm. like the Lord has a purpose for you where you are. And it's not greater necessarily because you're married.
Mm-hmm.
It's different in a more beautiful way mm-hmm. when he's giving it to you.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I think that, like, you know, even as somebody who, like, you know, I have like a faith-based nonprofit right now. And like, even when it comes to fundraising, like, that's like one of the first questions they ask me about marriage. Like, tell me about your wife, so on and so forth. Or like, and it makes me wonder, like, if I wasn't married, would y'all even give me a chance to like converse with you guys about like potentially finding and stuff like that? And it's like within Christian culture, like there's like, in my opinion, there's like a mistrust when it comes to single people. Okay, well, why is this person single? You know what I'm saying? What is it about them that leads them to be single? Is this person, does this person have something that they're trying to hide? Or is this person blind or unaware in this area? When like truly like God could just be using this time to prepare you, using this freedom to prepare you. You talk about Ikemene. Ryan, like, she couldn't do, like, probably, like, most of the things that she does if she were married. And that's impacting thousands and thousands of lives, right? So, like, a lot of times, like, we see that and we see singleness as something that should be fixed versus, like, something that's, like, God is using in this moment, like, for us to be able to have an impact in a way that we want. I can't just, like, as a married person, I can't just go on vacation for 2 weeks and just do that, right? Like, I mean, if I converse with my wife, I mean, potentially, but like at the end of the day, like I don't have that same freedom. So like, it's just like, it's just like the problem of the church in that. I'm wondering though, like my wife, her and her parents kind of go back and forth about this, because my wife was like content in singleness for a while. And a lot of times, like will talk about people who are single or something like that. And, you know, like her parents, like very well-meaning, will kind of say like, man, I wish they were married so that they could experience the joy of marriage. And, you know, like joy will come back with like, well, you know, they're single and like there's joy in singleness too. And it's like two well-intentioned thoughts, two well-intentioned results kind of clashing against each other. So like, how could you think about finding a balance like in that? Like when two people are both well-intentioned or two groups are well-intentioned in their thoughts, singleness versus marriage, and how do you do both of those things, have both of those conversations and like communicate both of those things gently?
Yeah. Shout out to Joy. I think that's what she says is so true. Like they're single. And I think I just go back to just our culture, the Christian culture of like this being the ultimate thing as to why we feel like, you know, man, they would be so much happier if they were married. And you don't know that to be true, you know. And I think what you just said reminded me of like what I said in my post. I'll read part of it. Of where I said, when we pity single Christians, we make it seem as though singleness is lesser than or worse, that the greatest achievement in life as a believer is marriage, and it is not. And then further down, I talk about how the joy of singleness is the same joy in marriage, Jesus. And so I think that we have to kind of like shift our perspective of, I think, all of our purpose and meaning in life. And it's the Lord, right? Like it's, and if that's the case, then my joy can be full whether I am married or not. And I think that's something that on hard days I have to tell myself too, of like, I'm not missing out on God's best for me because I'm not married. And not to say that being married won't bring joy that I can't experience right now, but it's not just, I'm not missing out on the fullness of the joy that he has for me right now. And I think we have to shift our perspective to like, okay, is my purpose in life to be married and just this romance or like just purpose with another person? Or is it Jesus Christ himself and like the work that he's called me to in either season? And if that's the case, then I don't have to be married to experience that joy. I don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. And also I think when we do that too, we completely discount the freedom and the joy that singleness brings that Paul even talks about, right? So like you said, like you can't just go 2 weeks on a vacation just like that, right? I could, but married people have a lot more to think about in terms of that. And that's not the only freedom, so to say. I think there are plenty of other things, but we don't uplift the joys of singleness because we're so preoccupied with what we can't have, almost like the garden of like, not that marriage is, you know, not good, but like we are so preoccupied with what we don't have that we don't see what we do, is the point of what I'm saying.
Right. And how much do you think your friendships play a role? You know, you mentioned before we started the podcast, you were talking about my little sister. Shout out to Serena.
Shout out to Serena.
Shout out to Riri.
Who you hang out with. And I know you have a lot of great friends. How much do you think that plays a role in, you know, just the fact that we are relational beings and we need to have relationships, and it's important, you know, not to be isolated and things of that nature. So how much do you think that plays a role?
That's so good. I think it plays a huge role. Because I think as humans, obviously we are wired to towards relationships. And so I think in terms of our needs, it's so important that we don't neglect being with people and being in community. Because we'll look up and be like, oh, I am lonely, and think automatically it's because I don't have someone. I think it's so important. I have just plenty of women in my life that I think because of my schedule, I don't often get to see so much, but I know at any point I can be with them and I can talk to them. And just like, you mentioned your sister, we were just talking about things last night and we were just talking about how blessed that we feel to have each other and just considering relationships, or potential relationships, because it's like we were reflecting on our parents or grandparents or whatever and thinking like, I wonder what their lives would look like if they had the women in their lives that can speak into their lives like we are right now. Like, I wonder if their circumstances and situations might look different for better, if you know, they had community in the way that we have it. Because just because you're married doesn't mean it's good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just because you're married doesn't mean that, oh, this is great. Like, this is God honoring, or this is flourishing. This is healthy. And so I think when your hope too is to have a healthy marriage, even then it's just so important to have community and people in your life that you just do life with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, like, sure. I think there's a misconception too. Like, there's loneliness in marriage. Like, there's been times
that's a good, keep going.
Yeah. That is a good one. Yeah. That's
because there's been times where, like, you know, I've been lonely. Like, not like because Joy, who's the greatest wife of all time, not because Joy, not because Joy's done anything wrong, but like, there's been times where, like, man, I wish I had like a deeper male community in my life, to some capacity. So, like, I think that, like, sometimes we miss that, and a lot of times, like, honestly, like, these people who critique a lot of single people, are kind of like projecting their own flaws onto them, because a lot of people, like, get married in order to avoid loneliness, but you just end up creating more loneliness, and that's how you end up making marriage an idol, right? So, like, I think that, like, sometimes, like, we forget that and we don't talk about that. But I'm on a planning committee right now in my church for, like, a men's retreat. I'm not worried about men coming, because I know that there are plenty of married men who are lonely, so they're gonna be there, right? And it looks different for some people. It looks different for some men and some women, but, like, at the end of the day, like, there's still loneliness there, or there wouldn't be a desire for all of these ministry changes in a lot of these churches. So, like,
that's good.
And so, like, I do just want to say that, because I think that, like, we don't talk about that often enough, and, like, I've experienced that myself at times. So, like, when people talk about the loneliness and singleness, like, there's also loneliness in marriage. It's just not conversed about enough. So,
yeah. No, that's super good for real. Loneliness is an issue of the heart. You know what I'm saying? So, you can be married and be lonely. Like, that's a great point. But Jesus Christ himself, he was single, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a spouse. Mm-hmm. And he's the greatest man who ever lived. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Paul advises.
Did more.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And Paul advises for you to be single if you can be single. So, like, that's straight from him. So.
When I tell you, we pretend like that did not, he did not say that. We pretend like he did not. What he really meant was, is all I hear, is what I hear from the pulpit. What he really meant. It's like, did he though? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. He said what he said.
And he said what he said. And I find joy in that passage. But, and then there are times where I'm like, Paul, I don't feel like that right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel that right now. Like, I know that's true, but I don't feel like that. But then he said what he said. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. For sure. Man, you know, this has been a great conversation. You know, I think it's. I hope this serves as encouragement to listeners who feel a way about their singleness. Mm-hmm. Like, you're wrestling with it. Like, you can stop wrestling with it. It's not a bad thing. It's not an indictment on you. Mm-hmm. It's not any of those things. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I think people have to kind of change the way they think about it. Like, it's a blessing.
Yeah. And I think my whole point too, and what I aspire to continue to remind myself of as well, is what the Lord reminds me of, is like, it's not that marriage is lesser than or that I have to feel like, oh, I just don't want it since I don't have it. Mm-hmm. No, that's mm-hmm. not the point. The point is to shift my focus off of this great desire onto Jesus, because in every season, that is my greatest joy. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I can hold my longing for marriage and my contentment. Like, I don't have to be mm-hmm. like, I'm content. That means I don't want to be married, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to shut that down.
Yeah.
I can hold both things at the same time of like, man, I really want to be married. And there are weeks and there are days where I want it a lot. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody. But, you know, then there are times where I'm so content that I'm like, I really cannot even imagine a man being in my life right now. Like, mm-hmm. that would be a lot for me right now. So I think we can hold both at the same time without disregarding marriage and without shaming singleness. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So two questions for you.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to somebody who's single and like not content in their singleness? That's the first question. And my second question is, what advice would you give to married people on how to converse with single people about singleness?
Okay, that's good. I think for the person that is discontent, I would say wrestle with that mm-hmm. and ask yourself the questions of why. And kind of going back to what I was saying of like, you don't have to shame yourself for feeling that way. Mm-hmm. It's okay to feel discontent, you know, it's okay to feel sadness about it, right? Mm-hmm. But the goal, again, shifting the focus on, okay, what is the reason of my being? Mm-hmm. And when that is the ultimate focus, when Christ is our ultimate focus, and just seeking his face, I think that would be my advice of like seeking his face and reminding yourself of the goal of life, and also to consider the joys that you have right now mm-hmm. In your singleness, and to not think that marriage won't happen for you. Because I think sometimes we get so down because it's like we feel hopeless of like it's not mm-hmm. going to happen. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. And I think I would challenge the person to believe God and to simply just pursue him and to be reminded of the whole point of our being. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. And for married people with singles, kind of like what we talked about earlier, shift the focus. There are people that are probably more, you know, that are a lot more discontent than I would say that I am. But I think you have to look at that person as more than just this single person. And I think that's what I've experienced in my church sometimes. They're like, I don't know if that people know many things about me, but that my heart was broken and I'm single. Like, I don't even know if y'all know very much else about me. And I teach and I don't love it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know very much else about my life. Mm-hmm. So I think I would say, one, for the single people that are in your life, like, get to know them past they are single. Mm-hmm. Their heart was broken. Pity them. Like, get to know them past that. Mm-hmm. And also to shift your perspective of them being married being the ultimate joy for them. Like, consider mm-hmm. the freedoms that they have. Consider the joys that they could have mm-hmm. in Christ right now, mm-hmm. Is what I would say.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah.
And pretty much you said it all. But when we pity single Christians, we make it seem as though singleness is lesser than or worse than, or worse, that the greatest achievement in the life as a believer is marriage. It is not. And that sums it all up. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to reread that part because mm-hmm. I was reading your post again. Mm-hmm. and I think, you know, I think it's, you know, people have to see the beauty in it. You know what I'm saying? Really believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to believe the things that we're talking about if you're single. You gotta believe it. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, guess what? If you get married, cool. It is what it is. Accept the reality of your life and either, you know, like, I don't like to say season. Because mm-hmm. maybe people want to be single, you know? Yeah. Maybe they just want that.
Yeah, and that's okay. I feel like that's so looked down upon the church to want to be single. It's like,
yeah,
you promiscuous or something if you want to be. Like, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is good.
Yeah, and I would just say also, like, if marriage is, like, the ultimate goal, then, like, why do when we go to heaven we'll be single? Like, why is that going to be the case? Like, I'm just asking.
When I tell you, I be like, do y'all know that sometimes? Like, do we know that? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, shoot, Jada. It's real. Yeah, we appreciate you, Jada. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, man, just hopping on and just talking about something that we've wanted to talk about for a while. I'm super excited about this episode coming out. I think that it's going to be probably one of our top five most listened to episodes of all time, if I'm being honest with you.
It's a big topic. Yeah. I'm honored that y'all would have me talk about it. So it is a big topic. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jada, thank you for coming on. You are very articulate. You may need to start your own podcast. I don't know. Throwing that out there.
Maybe one day. I got too much going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Though. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Well, shoot, this is the season finale of season 6, man. We hope y'all have enjoyed the season. If you listen to this episode and you have not listened to other episodes this season, then go ahead, go back, listen to them, Jones. We need all the plays we can get. I'm sorry about the audio from last week. There was nothing that we could do about that, but still listen to the episode. It's a lot of fruit in the episode. And Lamarquis really talked about some great things there. If there's things you want to talk about going into next season, we'd love to hear about it now so we can kind of plan around it, maybe have guests in mind. If there are guests who you want us to have on the podcast, let us know, man. We would love to. I mean, we got a pretty extensive list of people we want to have on the podcast. But with that being said, man, we're always willing and able to listen to what y'all want to hear as our viewers and listeners, man.
That's right. We love y'all. And look, keep listening. Like I always say, show the YouTube page some love. Stop acting like you're afraid of the YouTube page.
Big facts.
And we appreciate it. Hit us up, you know, Unconformed Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, not Twitter, right?
No Twitter.
Nah. Okay.
As you
Instagram,
should.
Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook. Shouldn't. That's right. YouTube, man. Hey, man. And we
ain't on Elon Musk's Twitter.
But, man, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We will be back one day in 2023.
One day.
Yeah, no formal commitment on the date. But, hey, Ron, you want to share some news or you going to let that ride?
I guess I'm going to throw it out there. Yeah, so I'm moving to Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh, ATL.
Yeah. I'm moving a little closer to my parents in about a week, man. It's going to be a very short time from now, actually.
Yeah, by the time this podcast comes out, you will be in Atlanta.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, gonna see all the things that God has for me there. And man, honestly, it's been a great time in Memphis. I've been living in Memphis for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But every great thing must come to an end sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna continue the podcast though. Me and Darius gonna still rock with this joint.
Yeah.
Just gonna be in a different city. So
yeah, man. Yeah. We excited for you, man. Definitely be praying for you. Everything would work and all that stuff and whatnot. It's gonna be dope. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. And man, just looking forward to continue to record from two different states now, two different time zones now. Yeah. So it's gonna be it's gonna be an experience. We're gonna figure it out and we're gonna keep it rolling, man, because we appreciate all y'all who've listened to us since 2020, almost 3 years ago, which is crazy. But with that being said, this is the end of season 6 of Unconformed Podcast, man. My name is Darius Watkins.
Yep, I'm Ryan Thomas.
We out.